Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Tom Brady isn't friends with Antonio Brown. Tom Brady isn't really, like, standing on a table all over the place fighting for Antonio Brown. Let me tell you what Tom Brady is doing with Antonio Brown, okay? We've all experienced this at one point or another in our lives. You run into somebody that you think they're crazy. No, scratch that. You get to know somebody that you know they're crazy. So, what is it with crazy people? Do you want to agitate them? No. Do you want to kind of appease them and just let them feel like they're wanted and knowing and that you're listening to them? But you're always trying to avoid them as much as possible. But when you have the run-ins with them, you just want to be nice. Because you just don't need a crazy person on your bad side. Right? And to me, that's what Tom Brady is. Tom Brady has played with Antonio Brown, hung out with Antonio Brown, and goes, wow, this guy's crazy. All right, so you know what? I don't need the headaches. I don't need to be in his negative headlines. So I'll treat him like a friend, and I'll let him talk all his BS. And I'll say, yeah, sure, Antonio, I'm rooting for you, man. Hey, anything I can do for you, just tell me. You know how people tell you, hey, you need something, call me. They really don't want you to call them, but they're just being nice and say, hey, if you need something, call me. Inside, they're like, really, don't bother me, bro. I'm just being nice and just saying it. You do pick up the phone and call, hey, you know, you offered, I really want to do, and inside they're cringing like, oh, damn it, I was just being nice. That's all Tom Brady's doing. He's being nice to a deeper local. He's being nice to the crazy guy that he doesn't need the heat. He sees what's going on with Big Ben. And he's like, I don't want any part of that. He saw what happened with Peyton Manning and his free agency, helicopters flying all over in every city, and they're following him, and it's headline news on ESPN where he lands and all that stuff. And Tom Brady's like, nope, I'm not doing that either. Tom is one of those guys that checks the landscape, analyzes it, and then says, okay, I'm going another way on this. He went another way on his free agent search. He didn't want to go the Peyton Manning route. He went under the radar. He went Lincoln Tunnel on your ass. Okay? And then he's doing with Antonio Crazy Ass Brown what you have done, what I have done over the years when we run into people that we know they're not mentally stable. We just appease it. We just, like, give them the positive encouragement, be nice to them. Because we just want to get out. We just want to get out of the conversation. We just want to walk out of the building. We just want to get out of the room with that crazy person. But we just want, oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, yeah, man, I know you're working hard. No, I know, man, I know you deserve to be back in the league, dude. I'll do everything I can to help you out. And then Tom Brady walks away and, whew. He can pick up the phone and say, hey, AB, man, I talked to Bruce, but, you know, something's going on with you and Bruce. He just was not having it, man. I'm so sorry. I really fought for you. Oh, I know, man. I know you. I know you did, Tom. I know. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love you, man. Tom hangs up, and it's like, man, it's another conversation with the crazy guy. That's all it is. That's all it is. Tom Brady is using the tack we all use with crazy people. That's it. Don't agitate them. Don't get them pissed off. Don't get them riled up. Just give them that mental massage. That's all. Just enough so you can get the hell out of the conversation, the room, the building, wherever you're stuck with them. That's all. We've all done it. Tom's just doing it publicly now in front of everybody. Those two are not friends.